On today's show, Ford expands its experiment with autonomous pizza delivery. U.S. car dealers are losing money on every car they sell. And the UAW will probably lose its board seat at General Motors. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. The UAW VIBA Trust Fund is going to sell 40 million shares it owns in General Motors, and it could lose its seat on GM's board of directors as a result. The trust fund is GM's largest shareholder, with over 140 million shares. The trust fund was created by GM, Ford, and Chrysler to cover the cost of retiree health care. Each automaker gave the UAW nearly $60 billion in stock to fund the trust, and it's done a reasonably good job of managing the money. And here are some alarming statistics for car dealers. The National Auto Dealers Association reports that the average dealer lost $421 on every new vehicle it sold at retail last year in the American market. They lost an average of $2 on every used car they sold. Dealers made up that loss by selling financing and servicing cars, but this is an alarming trend in the automotive retail world. They call it margin compression, and it should be sending off alarm bells throughout the industry. If a car dealer can't make money selling cars when the market and economy are healthy, what's going to happen at the first sight of a downturn? Ford is experimenting with delivering pizzas using autonomous cars, and it must be going pretty well. We'll tell you why right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
In a world that's going crazy over compact crossovers, Volvo's XC40 is an important entry into the segment. It's built on an all-new platform, what Volvo calls CMA, or Compact Modular Architecture. It's a handsome CUV that's packed with all of Volvo's safety technology, which all comes as standard equipment, unlike most of its competitors. In the U.S. market, it's launching with the 248-horsepower 2-liter all-wheel drive combination that starts at just over $36,000. Later this summer, there will be a 187-horsepower 2-liter front-wheel drive version that starts at just over $34,000. The horsepower differences are due to two different turbochargers. As we're seeing on other cars such as the Toyota Camry and Jeep Compass, there are two-tone paint jobs that in this case offer black or white roofs. Altogether, there are 16 exterior paint combinations and 6 interior ones. The interior layout is centered around a 9-inch display screen that's so much in vogue today. And speaking of the interior, one of the ways that Volvo created a lot more storage space was moving the speakers out of the doors, which creates huge door pockets large enough to accommodate a laptop. Volvo sales actually dropped slightly in the U.S. market last year, but with the addition of the XC40, we think that's going to turn around. Last August, Ford and Domino's Pizza started testing an autonomous pizza delivery vehicle in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and now they're taking the operation to Miami. They're working out all the logistics right now, like how the vehicle gets loaded with pizzas and how customers interact with the vehicle. But the real story here is that the two companies have learned enough in the first test to start expanding it to other markets. Ford says it will use what it learns from this test and others and apply it to the design of its purpose-built self-driving vehicle that it plans to launch in 2021. And hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday when we go live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Join John and Gary for some of the best insights into what's going on behind the scenes in the global automotive industry. Continental developed new technology to make sure your cell phone never drops a call, but it's actually all about making autonomous cars better. And that's coming up next.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
Connected vehicles have the potential to drastically reduce traffic accidents and congestion as long as there's a good network for the cars to communicate. But in rural areas, network reception can be poor. No doubt you've experienced losing a phone call where service is weak. So to make sure vehicles stay connected in all situations, Continental developed what it calls the Predictive Connectivity Manager, which is able to look ahead to determine network availability and reception along the vehicle's route. It collects data from vehicles traveling along the same path, which is then processed and analyzed by the Continental Cloud. The company is demonstrating the technology at the Mobility World Congress that's currently underway in Barcelona. Hyundai just introduced the electric version of the Kona, so let's take a look at the highlights. The automaker's signature grille has been filled in with a pattern panel because, as you know, EVs don't need the same amount of cooling power, and the cladding over the wheel arches no longer extend into the lower lighting on the front bumper. Changes to the rear fascia are minimal. There are two battery options. The larger provides 470 kilometers or over 290 miles of range, and a 38 kilowatt hour pack yields 300 kilometers or about 185 miles on a single charge. Both of those figures are based on the European test cycle, so it will likely be less when it gets rated by the US EPA, which has a tougher but more realistic test cycle. The Kona EV will first launch in Europe. But with that, we wrap up today's report. Thank you for watching.